why don't scripts work well?
Why don't they work?
Yeah.
You don't know what the prospect's going to say.
That's right.
The prospect doesn't have their lines. They don't have a script. They don't know what their lines are. You guys ever get phone calls at home from telemarketers? What do you do to throw them off track?
Hang up.
You just speak.
Just ask a question.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, how do people work in your office? I mean, just any kind. I don't care what the question is.
All right, man.
It's just, damn, that line's not in here. And you hear the pages ruffling. They don't know what to do with that. And salespeople who are trained to use scripts, the same thing happens. I remember listening to a story about David Sandler. And he had this script. But I think the guy was ready to buy. He said, I'd like to go ahead and get this started. And David Sandler said something like, is that the only reason you object? I mean, he just blew right past the guy's buying sign. And salespeople typically do the same thing. The story about the protege of Roger Zehner. His first name is Stanley, forget his last name. He's making a presentation to a board. And he's new in the business, and Roger Zehner's in the back of the boardroom. And the CEO's sitting right here, and he's got an overhead, and he's going through the overheads. And he's going through it and going through it. And the CEO says, what do we have to do to get started? And Stan says, well, I got a few more things here, and I'll get right to that. So he's talking, he's showing diagrams. Next thing, he looks up at the screen, and his screen goes dark. And he's looking at his overhead, and he's checking the light bulb and all that kind of stuff. And he looks up, and Roger Zehner is in the back of the room, and he's got the cord going like this. He's flipping in circles. And Roger Zehner asks Stan, he says, Stan, didn't you hear the CEO? He wants to know what you have to do to get started. And salespeople are so dead set on following their script and going through all the steps that they miss what the prospect is telling you. This is as close as I get to a script, guys. Write these down. This is the kind of dialogue that will help you discover if there, in fact, there's any pain. It would sound something like, what was it? Ron, what was it that we said to each other on the phone last week that caused you to invite me out? And just make something up, Ron. I don't care what it is.
The concern about my state taxes.
That's right.
And as soon as they say what the issue was, I was concerned about my state taxes. As soon as they start to say that, what do you say?
Why?
I remember. That's right. I remember. That's right. Your next line, I always just say, well, Ron, tell me more about that. I mean, that's my style. You guys adopt your style to this. But you say, tell me more about, and then you can fill in the blank. About your concerns about long-term care. Tell me more about your concerns with regards to your disability insurance or your not living in the environment that you want to live in. Tell me more about your computers or tell me more about the problem. What's going to happen, Joe, when you tell Ron, tell me more about that? What's he going to do?
He's going to tell you about it, but he's not going to tell you.
He's going to give you intellectual
IBS.
Well, yeah, right.
He's going to tell you more about the problem. Right? It may not be the real problem yet because they all lie, but it just gets the dialogue started. Once you hear the response here, you get a response. You say something like, and if you say, and, to Ron Kitchen, what's Ron going to say? What's he going to do?
Talk some more.
What's the first thing he's going to do?
How's he going to look at you, Joe?
Inquisitive.
Yeah. Why is this so effective?
Not salesmanlike.
That's not salesmanlike.
Salesmen are taught to go out and qualify and ask questions. What kind of questions they ask?
Do you have a state tax problem? Do you have insurance? Are you happy with this? Are you happy with that? Tell me about the features and benefits kind of stuff. More, it's more like an interrogation in the police room. The bright light shine on somebody. Ron Kitchen has never had anybody sit in front of him, Joe, and say, well, tell me more about the problem. They might hear this one. But I promise you, unless they've been trained by us, they've never had anybody sit in front of him and say, and? What message are you sending the prospect when you say, and?
Tell me the real problem.
There's got to be more.
You're sending the subconscious message. Well, there's got to be more than that. You're not saying it, but you're saying, well, that doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah.
this can't be it. Why did you come in to see us today, Brian?
I was in a lot of pain.
Well, tell me more about the pain.
Well, I slipped and fell down the stairs, and I wrenched my back, and it's got a sharp burning pain in my low back.
Now imagine someone explaining all that to you, and you go like this. And? But I promise you, if you say and, what are they going to do?
Folks, what are they forced to do when you say and?
Right.
Yeah. Now, you should be getting closer to what the real issue is. And, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. Well, why is that a problem?
Does your back bother you?
Well, I want to play golf. I can't play golf with a bad back. I love to play golf.